Last time we started discussing the Gemara and Daf Yudbeis, the Mishnah had said that according to the Chachamim, if an Odon says Ken Shashich Zala Avdi, then he wants to be Chozebo, so he's not able to be Chozebo, because it's a chus for the Eved to be Yotzim Yitachas Rabba L'Cheres Zochem L'Odom Shlobachonov. The individual, the middleman, is going to be Zochem behalf of the Eved. What's the great chus? So the Mishnah says that in Yitzish V'lozen is Avdo Rashoi, if the Odom doesn't want to feed his Eved, he's allowed to do that. So it's a chus for the Eved to go free, because he's not gaining anything from being the Eved. He just has to work the Odom, as opposed to the Isha. The Isha is a chol, because if the Baal doesn't want to feed his wife, he can't do that. It's a chiv to give mizonos to the wife. That's what the Mishnah said. But to that, the Gemara comments on Daf Yudbeis. The Gemara says, Shmamino, Yochel Harav Lomel Eved Aseimi Ve'eni Zoncho. From the Mishnah, you get the impression that the Odom is not mechuyev to give mizonos to his Eved. He can force him to work. He can take the Masi Yadayim from the Eved Kenani. He can force him to work, but you have to give him his mizonos. I mean, that's what the Mishnah says, no? Im yirtze shelo lozen es avdo rashoi. So if he says any zoncha, he's allowed to do that, right? It sounds like Yochel Harav Lomel Eved Aseimi Ve'eni Zoncho. Now think about backtracks. It says maybe not. Maybe Taka Ein Yochel Lomar Aseimi Ve'eni Zoncho. The Odom cannot demand Masi Yadayim without giving mizonos. But we're talking b'chai gavna that he told the Eved, say ma'asi yodecha b'mzonosecha. He told the Eved, you go work for yourself and you'll make mizonos. You'll go work for yourself and you'll make mizonos. So even Laman da Amr, who holds that ein harav yochol lomar le'eved aseh mi ve'eni zoncha, but if he told the Eved that you can work, you can make your ma'asi yodecha and keep it as mizonos, that he's able to do. So what's the machlokas over here? What's the machlokas, the man da'omer yochel, the man da'omer en yochel? So last time we started describing this a little bit. I want to get it on the board. I want to really get this clear, because we'll see that the shakal etayv of the Gemara and the statements that we've shown are going to work through these different svaras. What do we have over here? Okay, there are three different issues that we're talking about. Okay, one is the shita of yochel harav lomar. What's that based on? That's issue number one. Issue number two is we have to understand the shita of Eino Yochel Lomar Aseh Miven Yizoncha. And thirdly, we have to figure out, according to that man da Omar, lama ha'adam potter im Omar say masi odecha im zanasecha. Got it? These are three things we have to figure out. There's a man da Omar who says that the Rav can say asemi ve'eni zoncha. The man da Omar says he can't, but even that man da Omar says that if he told him say masi odecha v'mzonosecha, so then everything is okay. Then he doesn't have to give mizonos. What's this for? So the simple pshat in Yochel Rav Loma le'eved asemi ve'eni zoncha is that he's not chayev in mizonos of his eved at all. Right? This is what two of you wanted to say. That he's kesher v'chamor, he's that property, right? That Eino Chayev Lozen Avdo. Havi Keshor B'chamora, his property. And this is assuming that he doesn't have to feed his Shor B'chamora either. At least it didn't talk about the Chayim, but he doesn't have to feed him. Right? As long as he prevents Tzarbat L'Chayim, everything is fine. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at this, Manda Omar, that Yochel Lomar Asemi Ve'eni Zoncha, it's not that there's no chiv to give mizonos. There might be a chiv to give mizonos. Right? It means that there are multiple points here, okay? Eino chayev lozenes avdo, but at the same time, ein lo zechus l'maisa yodav im eino zonoso. It's a funny thing, right? He's not chayev to give him a zonos, but he doesn't get the masiyah daimidi. You see, according to the first approach, he's not chayev to be zonos hapta, and he gets the masiyah daim. That's it. You know, he's in control. So he can get the masiyah daim, he doesn't have to feed. The second approach is no. He doesn't have to feed his eved, but he doesn't have schus, he doesn't have his schus in the masiyah daim either, unless he does give his zonos to the eved. So what does that mean that the adam can say, asemi ve'eni zoncha? What does that mean? What it means is the nechshav, this is point three, the nechshav ki yesh lo mezonos hol v'yachal lachzor al hapsachim. That's the pshat. Right? He can say, "Aseimi, give me the masiyah daim, and I'm not going to give him a zonos." Hey, but just one second. According to the second approach, he might not be chayav to give mazonos to his eved, but he doesn't have his chus in the masiyah daim either, unless he gives the mazonos. So how can he see? How can he say, "Aseimi ve'eni zoncha"? He can't do that. He doesn't have his chus in the masiyah daim if he's not going to give him mazonos. No, but because the eved can be chozer al psachim, because he can get tzedaka, it's treated like yesh lo mazonos. Is treated like Yesh Lomazonos, so that's why he can say, Aseimi ve'eni zoncha. He can say, I want the Masiyah Daim because you have the Mazonos. According to the first approach, the Adon's in control. He can say, I'm not going to give you Mazonos despite the fact that I'm not going to, despite the fact that I'm taking the Masiyah Daim. According to the second approach, no, he can't take the Masiyah Daim unless he gives the Eved Mazonos. But the fact that he has the potential, the Eved has the potential to be Chozer al Psachim, he can collect Tzedakah, right? The fact that he has the potential to collect Tzedakah, that's like Yesh Lomazonos. If Yesh Lo Mazonos, then the other can keep the Masiyah Daim. Right? This is what we suggested within the Rambam. David Pavarsky is pshat in the Rambam, right? That he can be Chozal Apsach, and that makes it like it's Yesh Lo Mazonos, now he has his Chos to the Masiyah Daim. So now, what's the second sheet of Einu Yochalom? Right? Now that we understand Yochalom, what's the sheet of Einu Yochalom are going to respond? So the simple pshat, right? Simple pshat is, Chayv wasn't a Savdom. Right, the first approach, Yochel Lomar Aseimi Ve'eni Zoncha, hold he's not Chayav. The second approach says he is Chayav. All right, but he's Keshor HaMachamora, right? Right, Loma. So, one. L'inyin Zeh. Eino Keshor HaMachamora. He's Keshor HaMachamora that he can sell it. He can't sell a wife. He can sell an Eved. He's definitely Keshor HaMachamora. He is property. But not vis-a-vis mazonos. Vis-a-vis mazonos, we don't treat it like shavah chamro. He has to give mazonos to his eved. That's the man, the amar eino yochel. Now, the other way to look at it is that maybe he is kishar v'chamro, but chayev lozen afila behemtum. Right? We quoted from the Gemara later on that before a person eats themselves, they have to give the behema. Right, so if you have a chiyuv to get yeshar v'chamar, to feed yeshar v'chamar, then you have to a chiyuv to feed the eved too. If he is yeshar v'chamar, even lenin zeh, but even for the yeshar v'chamar, you have to feed him. That's the poshib shah. Meaning the poshib shah in the machlokes yochel, eino yochel, is whether the adam is chayiv to give mazonos to his eved or not. And that is the poshib shah. You open up the sugya, that's how you would learn simply. Menashe, you have a question?
Sorry, according to this
sheet,
why would an eved be any worse than a shor hamor?
He can't say Asem Yivein Yizonka.
No,
you know,
I'm saying according to one of his
reports. The first one?
It's against the Gemara.
He's saying, why is he not hired to be Zonas Avdo? It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says that he has to feed his behemoth. He has to feed his behemoth. David can get his mazonos. He can walk out and find his way, right? And come back. If you send your behema out to find his way, the behema won't come back. So maybe you're not mechuyev to give mazonos to the eved. The eved has to find mazonos. He'll have to go beg. Not that going to beg makes it like yesh lo mazonos, but the eved will have to take care of himself. I mean, he has to work for the adon and somehow figure out how he's going to get mazonos. I mean, he's going to eat. If he's not going to eat, he's not going to do too much work for too long. Right? But it's, you know, the Adon can say, it's your responsibility to find mazonos. He can't say that to your behemoth. He said to your behemoth, I mean, if you open up the door and let the behemoth out, the behemoth's not going to come back. Not just because the behemoth's angry at you for not giving mizonos, but, you know, I think you get it, right? So maybe it's a little bit different than the other. Okay, this is one way to learn the man da'amah that ain't a yachal omer. What's the other approach? So if the man da'amah yachal omer se'mi ve'ni zoncha holds that that you don't have a z'chus to the mas yadayim without mizonos, it's just considered like yesh lo mizonos because he could be chozer ala psochim. So the man da'amah ain't a yachal omer holds it's not considered like yesh lo mizonos. It's not considered like yesh lo mizonos. Right? Lo nechshav. Lo nechshav ki yesh lo mizonos. Okay, he could be chozer ala psochim, but that's not considered like yesh lo. Ein la adon zuchus b'mas yadayim. I'm just going to abbreviate. The adon doesn't have a zuchus in the mas yadayim because it's not yesh lo mizonos. What are we saying? The manda amar ein yochalar basically is saying yesh la eved tviya al mas yadayim. It's not that the eved can demand mizonos. He can't demand mizonos. But he can say, if you're not going to give me mizonos, then give me mas yadayim. That's the tvi. According to this approach, the Rambam's approach, it's not that the Eved really has a demand for mizonos, but he has a demand to get the mas yadayim if he's not going to have the mizonos. The shaila is it viewed as though yesh lo mizonos or ein lo mizonos? That's the whole machlokah. So if you hold that it's ein lo mizonos, okay, you know what it's saying? Instead of saying the negative, let's say the positive. If it's ein lo mizonos, so then the odon doesn't have a zchus in the mas yadayim. So the eved has a tfiyah on the mas yadayim. It's not that he has a tfiyah on the mizonos. He's not chayav los in his avdom. Right? Even the man do amar ein yochel lomar saying yivayin yizamcha. The odon is not chayav to give mizonos to the eved, but he can't take the mas yadayim without giving mizonos to the eved. And it's considered like ein lo mizonos, despite the fact that he can be chozer al psochim, the eved has a tfiyah on the mas yadayim. So now, what does same asya derecha b'mzomasecha do according to each one of these approaches? So according to the first approach, again, this is within the manda amar einu yachalama. According to the first approach, that there's a chiyuv to give mizonos, he has to give mizonos to the eved. So what does he accomplish if he tells the eved, you make your own mas yadayim, and you take care of yourself? It must be that it's nechshav kenosei mizonos. The ma'as yadayim are b'makom mizonos. So if he says same ma'as yadecha b'mizonosecha, it's like the adon is actually giving mizonos, because according to the first approach, the man da'amar ene yochel omer holds that the adon is mechuyev to give mizonos to the eved. So what gives him the right to say same ma'as yadecha? You go make your own ma'as yadayim. The answer is the ma'as yadayim are the mizonos. The ma'as yadayim are in place of mizonos. So it's as if the adon is giving mizonos to the eved. Okay, that's what same as yadecha b'mizonosecha means according to the first approach. What does it mean according to the second approach? If the second approach says the man da'amar ein yochel lomar assumes that there really is a chiyuv to give mizonos to the eved because there's no zchus in the mas yadayim unless the adon gives mizonos to the eved, and it's considered ein lo mizonos, so the eved is a tfiyah of mas yadayim. So what's the din of same as yadecha b'mzonosecha? Has that changed anything? The answer is, if the adon says same as yadecha, you go make your own mas yadayim, it's like he's mochel al zchus l'mas yadayim. If the adon is mochel on his zchus l'mas yadayim, then he's not chayiv lozen esavdom. Again, lamanda amar eni yochel lomar sein yiva eni zancha. Does that mean that the other is really chayiv to give mizonos to his eved? According to the first approach, yes. So according to the first approach, yes, if he says same mas yadecha, it must be that the mas yadayim are in place of the mizonos because he's chayiv to give mizonos to the eved. According to the second approach, he's not chayiv to give mizonos to the eved. But he doesn't have a zchus in the mas yadayim unless he gives mizonos to the eved. If he says say Masi Yadecha, he's mochel on his chus to Masi Yadayim, so then he doesn't have to give his onus to the Eved. And that's why he's part. This is the structure of the sukkah.
If we say Mashkan to Eved, Kanta Rabba, then why is it only Nechshav, like his onus? Why isn't just, why is it Masi Yadayim just considered his onus?
Why isn't it considered Mizonos?
It just should be Mizonos. Maybe it's already, the second that the Maisei Dayan go to the Eved, right then they're told by the Baal, by the Adon, so then the Eved keeping it is just the Adon giving food.
You're saying according to the first approach, the second approach?
According to the book.
No, but according to the second approach, the Adon... He still doesn't have mizonos. He's saying once he makes the Masi Yadayim, that is mizonos.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Once he makes the Masi Yadayim, that is mizonos. Okay, you'll see. Let's see the shock of the Tire of the Gemara. You'll see how it's going to fit in. No.
According to the first, seemingly according to the Maskana, you have to at the very minimum.
Maskana with which Maskana?
At that point in the Gemara.
Okay.
You have to say So according to the first approach...
Not that you have to say. He said, L'manda Amra, any Yochal Omra, the only way to explain the Mishnah. He said, same as
that. But if that's considered a mizonos, then why is it a zechus for the Eved to be free? Because on some basis, well, we used to give a mizonos.
Why is it a zechus for the Eved to be free? Again, from the Mishnah, it sounds like the Rav can say, I'm not going to give you mizonos. That's why it's a zechus for the Eved to be free. So comes the Gemara and says, no. Maybe the Rav does have to give mizonos, but he can tell the Eved, I don't want to give you mizonos, you're going to be responsible for yourself. So you're saying, what's the chov? What's the chos of the Eved to be free?
Remember, we're saying that nechshav can mizonos. So that's nechshav can mizonos, then it's the whole thing of just meaning, we're not really saying you can't even take away mizonos.
Right. Al-Pidin is treated as though he's giving mizonos, but the reality is the Rav can tell the Eved you're responsible for yourself. Right? Practically, he's saying that he's responsible for himself. So that's a chov. Because right now he's responsible for himself, but yet, I thought you were asking a different kasha. If he can make his own money, if he can make the Masi Yadayim, and that'll be mizonos, so like, what's the big chov for the Eved? Like, why is it a zechus to be free? What's the zechus to be free? Even when he's an Eved, he can make mizonos, everything is fine. Will?
You can't assume that we're saying, you know, the extra is still going to go hadafa, the extra is going to go back to the mash. Or at this stage, can you say that?
Right, that could be the answer. That the ultimate answer is that something is going to go back to the master. He can't keep everything, right? But the Mishnah says, in Yirtzeh Shlo Lozenes Avdo Rashoi. What does that mean, Shlo Lozenes Avdo? He can throw him out of the house. So it sounds like we're saying that even though the Eved could provide for himself, but in a situation where he can't provide for himself, isn't that what the Gemara is going to say? Abdu d'naham kreisa lo shavya. In a case where he can't provide for himself, the Eved doesn't have to feed him. That's the chok. Right? That he has to work, right? He's an Eved. It's harder for him to get work, I guess. And yet he's stuck, because if he doesn't get the Masi Yadayim, then he's not going to be fed, because the Adam doesn't really have to feed him.
How can we say that the second reason for in the middle column, the second reason we say that really he is chayiv lazon, and then but then on the left of that say that within that shita we're saying really it's that he's not chayiv.
He's only chayiv lazon if he doesn't give the ma'asi yadayim. He's not chayiv lazon, but at the same time he doesn't have a zchus for the ma'asi yadayim unless he's done. I should say more, right? Ein la'adam zchus the ma'asi yadayim im eino zon.
No, I'm talking about further up. On the top part of the middle column, where we say the two reasons.
Yep.
Yeah. So the second reason we're saying that really he is chayav even to feed his
animals.
Right. But then we say within Hashita, why is it that the Adon could say, same I say that was an Osefa? We're saying because really he's not chayav to feed, he could just replace with the Masi Yadayim.
By an Eved, he's chayev to feed, but if he says, say Masi Yadecha b'mzono secha, that is like feeding. Because then when the Eved makes the Masi Yadayim, the Masi Yadayim are in place of the mizonos. So that's like feeding. Okay, this is the structure of the sugya. Now let's see what the sugya says, and let's try to plug it in. Let's see. So let's read the Gemara straight. Let's start from the top. Shem yirtze shlo lozen. Shamet mi no yochel rav lo mal eved asem mi vein yizamcha. Sounds like the Adam can just deny mizanus to the Eved. Says up the Gemara, no, hachem ha'eskin adam alay tzei mas yadecha limzon osecha. He told him, you fend for yourself. The fact that Gemara, the kavasaga be'isha, the amalat tzimas yadayach b'mzon asayach, isha ma'ilo. Why is it a chus for the Eved to go free? Because the Adam can throw him away and say that he's responsible for himself. But in the case of a woman also, if he said tzimas yadayach b'mzon asayach, she also is responsible for himself. So it's the same level. Isha and Eved are the same level. Dr. Gemara, no. Isha b'dlo safka. The Isha is not going to make enough. If the Isha doesn't make enough, then the Adam is chayev lozen. So Eved nami b'dlo safik. But if Eved doesn't make enough, the Adam is also chayev lozen. Dr. Gemara, no. Avdin hom karse lo shavya ilamar lamar te lamay met boy. If the Eved doesn't produce enough, so what's he worth? He's not an Eved. He's not worth anything. So the Gemara is saying that there's no chiyuv to be zanes ha'eved in such a case. No chiyuv to be zanes ha'eved. So if the woman is lo sofik, there's a chiyuv to be zaner. If the eved is lo sofik, he could still say, tzeimas yedecha bim zanasech, he doesn't have to feed him. So therefore, it's a chus for the eved to go out free. So just even at this point in the Gemara, I think the first question that you think of is, like, what kind of strange lashon is this? Avdu lehom karse lo shavi lemore lemayate lemayim et boy, what kind of a strange notion is this? If you want to say that the Adon is chayav to give mizonos to his Eved, so say it, right? Isha b'dlo sofik, the Baal is chayav to give mizonos. Eved b'dlo sofik, the Baal is not chayav to give mizonos. Fine, he's potter. Well, what's this long-winded statement? That he's potter because avda the home karsa lo shavya lamar lamarte lamay midbar. What does that mean? So keep that kasha in abeyance. Let's keep that in our back pocket. We'll see Tosis is going to talk about it. We'll get back to it. Let's go find it. Toshma. So the Gemara quotes another raya to this, whether Yochol, Eino Yochol. Eved Shagola La'ori Miklot, Ein Rabba Chayv Lazuno. La'od El Shamai Siyadav La'Rabba. If an Eved kills someone B'Shogeg, an Eved Kanani is Chayv in Golos also, he goes to the Yemiklot, and his Odon is not Chayv in Mizonis. And what's more, the Masi Adayim of the Eved go to the Rav. The Shrami No Yochol Rav Lamal Eved Asemi Veni Zoch. Right, the same Pizma, the same raya. What does it mean that Eved Shagola La'ori Miklot, the Ma'is Yadav go L'Rabo? If you said, so why should the Ma'is Yadav go to the Adam? L'hadofa. The Ma'is Yadav that are connected to Mizonos, let's say he needs $1,000 for Mizonos, so that the Eved keeps. But anything above $1,000, hadofa, that goes back to the Adam. So, for the Gemara, hadaf of pshita, hadaf of course should go back to the Adam. What's the havamina? That couldn't be what the Brice is teaching me because I don't need a chiddush in a Brice. Dr. Gemara, no. Mahu the tema kevin the chilestle lo yoivle ki isle nami lo lishko minei kamash malon. Dr. Gemara, I never havamina kevin the chilestle lo yoivle. Let's say the Eved doesn't make enough. He doesn't have maisi adayim to cover his mezonos. So there, if the Adon said, say Ma'as Yadecha b'mizonos secha, the Eved stuck. If the Ma'as Yadayim don't equal the mizonos, the Adon doesn't have to give mizonos to the Eved. So I would think, hu adin nami, ki isle nami lo lishko minei. Even ki isle, where the Eved has enough Ma'as Yadayim for the mizonos, and he's making hadaf, he's making extra, so I would think that the Adon shouldn't be able to take from him either. Kamash malon. Havamina. Maskon is nitazah. And then the Gemara explains, we're not going to read it inside, but the Gemara explains, what's the Havamina? Why would I need a Brisa to talk about the Ir Miklat? Why is an Ir Miklat any different? The Eved that goes to the Ir Miklat, why would I think that his Aloch is any different than a regular Eved? The Gemara says, since the Pasuk uses Aloshim Vachoi by Ir Miklat, so I would think Avelei Chiyusa Tfei, I would think that there's a Chiyuv to give him extra Chiyus, that maybe Hadafa should go to the Eved, Kamash Malon, that the Hadafa doesn't go to the Eved, it stays by the Adon. Let's try to analyze this Havamina Maskon in the Gemara. Gemara says that the Chiddush of this Braisa, that the Eved that's Gola to the Ir Miklat, the Hadofa goes to the Adam. I would think, even the Chiles Le Lo Yarev Le Ki Is Le Nami Lo Lishkol Minei. So if you understand Again, this is going lefi leman da amar that eino yachal lomer, right? Eino yachal lomer semi veni zancha, right? So I would think that just like yehecha, the less lay lo yoyev lay, if the eved doesn't make enough, then the other doesn't have to fill it in. So ki is lay nami lo lishko minei. If you learn pashut, pashut pshat, the man da amar eino yachal lomer holds that it's a chiyuv to give mezonos to the eved. The chiyuv to give the mezonos to the eved. And what seimas yadecha b'mezonosecha accomplishes, right, is that now when he makes the masi yadayim, when he makes the masi yadayim b'moko mezonos, it's as if the adon is zonos ha'eved. It's as if he's giving mezonos to the eved, right? That's how we understood. The pashup shot is that l'man d'amayin yocholom arseimi v'ni zoncha. There's no chiyuv mezonos on the part of the adon. The adon doesn't have to give mezonos to the eved. But if he says, and if he says, say masi yadecha b'mezonos secha, so how does that change everything? Right? How does that change everything? Nochamo. L'man d'amar eni yocholom arseimi v'ni zoncha, he has to give mezonos to the eved, right? And how does say masi yadecha b'mezonos secha change anything? Because if he says, say masi yadecha, that means the masi yadayim b'mokom mezonos, it's as if he's giving mezonos to the eved. So do you think Hadafa should go to the Adon in such a case? Is the Hadafa connected to mezonos? Hadafa is never connected to mezonos. The basic masi yadayim, the $1,000 they need for mezonos, that's connected to mezonos. So why would I think, just like Kiecha de lo yoyev lei, Kiecha de les lei, lo yoyev lei, let's say the eved didn't make enough, he doesn't have masi yadayim to cover the mezonos, he only made $600 worth, so he's missing $400. So there the Adon doesn't have to give him. Why doesn't have to give him? Why? Because Kiechid Chileslei Lo Yoevlei. He doesn't have to give him because once he told him, say Masi Adecha, he's saying the Masi Adayim are in place of the Mizonas. So you have to make the Masi Adayim, and if you don't make the Masi Adayim, I'm not going to give you anything. Right? And that's fair. Right? Because he says the Masi Adayim are in place of the Mizonas. It's your responsibility. So why would I think that ki isle nami lo lishko minei? If the Eved makes the Masi Yadayim enough for the Mezonos, now he has his Mezonos, so why would I assume Hadafa doesn't go to the Adon? There's no relationship between the Masi Yadayim above the basic level and Mezonos. There's only a relationship between the Masi Yadayim that are equal to the Mezonos. But any Masi Yadayim above that, of course, go to the Adon. That was never Baba Cheshbon over here in this conversation. So what's the Havmi of the Gemara Bechlof? What's the Havmi of the Gemara that the Adon shouldn't get Masi Yadayim that are above the value of the Mezonos? There's no relationship between those Masi Yadayim and the Mezonos. Of course he should get that. He's only saying that the Masi Yadayim that are Keneged, the Mezonos, that's for you. Right? I have a chiyuv to give you Mezonos, and I'm giving you the Mezonos in the form of the Masi Yadayim. Hadafa is above Mezonos, so he never was mechuyev to give that to the Eved. So why shouldn't he get it? What's the Havmi of the Gemara? But according to the second pshat, David Pavarsky's pshat, this Havmi of the Gemara reads beautiful. Because basically what we're saying is, Lamanda Amar Eino Yochol Amasein Yiveni Zancha, really there is no chiyuv to give mezonos to the Eved. The only thing is, the Adam doesn't have his chus in the Masi Yadayim unless he gives mezonos to the Eved. But if he's mochel his chus in Masi Yadayim, if he's mochel his chus to the Masi Yadayim, so then he doesn't have to give mezonos to the Eved. If he's mochel the schus of the Masi Yadayim, then he doesn't have to give mezonos to the Eved. As long as he's not mochel the schus in the Masi Yadayim, so the Eved has a tfiyah on the Masi Yadayim. He can tell the Adon, I want the Masi Yadayim, I want my Masi Yadayim. But if the Adon is mochel his schus, if he says, say Masi Yadecha b'mezonosecha, so he's mochel his schus to the Masi Yadayim, so now the Eved doesn't have a tfiyah on him. Because even the manda omar eino yochol omar seimi ve'eini zoncha, even he holds there's really no chi of mezonos on the Adon. He doesn't have to give mezonos to the Eved. It's just he can't keep the schus to the Masi Yadayim if he doesn't give mezonos. But if he's mochel his schus to the Masi Yadayim, he's free. He's free. He has no chi of mezonos bechlal. So if that's the pshat, so then we understand the Havmi of the Gemara. That if he tells the Eved, say Masi Yadecha b'mezonosecha, so what does that mean? Say Masi Yadecha means he's mochel on the Masi Yadayim. He says, I don't get Masi Yadayim. So you have a havamina, if he's mochel on the Masi Yadayim, le'inyin zeh, that even if kilesle lo yoivle, if the Eved doesn't make enough mizonos, right, the Adon says, I'm not meshulah to you. I don't have to give you mizonos anyway. And I was moichel on the schus of my siyadayim. So you have no taromas against me at all. So you would think once he's moichel on the schus to my siyadayim, maybe he's moichel on the schus to all my siyadayim. Not just the Maisi Adayim that's equal to the Mizonos, but even on Maisi Adayim of Hadafa. Because that's the whole pshat, that he's mochel on the Maisi Adayim. If he tells the Eved to fend for himself, he's mochel on the Maisi Adayim. So you would think that it's a total mechila. You would think it's a total mechila. So he's mochel even the Maisi Adayim of Hadafa. Kamashmalan, no. Kamashmalan, despite the fact that he's mochel Maisi Adayim, he's only mochel Maisi Adayim kineged the Mizonos. But he still has a schus in the Maisi Adayim that's more than Keneged Mizonos. He has a schus in the Hadafa. But the Havamina of the Gemara is that you would think that if say Maisi Adayim b'Mizonosach is all based on a Mechila of the schus of the Maisi Adayim, so once he's Morchel, it's over. Once he's Morchel, he's Morchel. So then even Hadafa he shouldn't get. Kamash Malon, he gets Hadafa anyway. But that's the Havamina of the Gemara. So according to the second approach, the Havamina of the Gemara seems to work out a lot better. What does Rashi say? Now let's look at Rashi on that backdrop. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, "Lo lishko mineh." What's this Havamina? Kevin the chilesle lo yoevle kiesle nami lo lishko mineh. Lo lishko mineh says Rashi. He shouldn't take hadafa. I never have a Havamina. The other one can't take hadafa. I would think that the Adam can't take Hadafa so that the Eved will have on a day that he won't be able to make an Ischar, a day that he won't be able to make Maasi Adayim. I would think, just like he lesley lo yoivle, the Adam is not going to give anything to the Eved, even if the Eved is not able to make enough. I would think he islay nami lo lishko mine, even if he has more, the Adam shouldn't be able to take from him. Adam shouldn't be able to take Hadafa. Why? Says Rashi. So that the Eved will have something for a rainy day. That's basically what Rashi's saying, right? For a rainy day. He's not a rainy day, but the day that he wasn't able to make Maasi Adayim. What a modern Rashi. What did Rashi need that for? Rashi should have just said that you know, since the Adon is not Chayiv, right? Since the Adon washed himself from this case, right? He washed his hands from this case. So I would think he shouldn't get Hadafa. I would think he shouldn't get Hadafa. Rashi says, no, I would think he shouldn't get Hadafa because the Eved should have money to buy Mizonos on a day that he's not going to be able to get Tzchar. What does he need that for? He should just say, I would think that the Adam shouldn't get Hadafa because that's it. He's washed himself from the whole circumstance. What's Rashi clearly saying? Rashi's learning like the Pasha Pshan. Rashi's saying, the man da amer in yachol lomar saying yivein yizan, so he holds that there really is a chiyuv for the Adon to be zanes ha'ed. But if he says, say ma'asi yadecha bim zanosecha, what's he doing? He's enabling the Eved to get mizonos through the ma'asi yadayim. The ma'asi yadayim is simply a vehicle to get the mizonos. The ma'asi yadayim are bimokom the mizonos. They're bimokom the mizonos. So now the Gemara comes and says what? That I'd have a havamina. Once he said, "Temas yodecha b'mzanosecha, kevin dechilesle lo yoivle." If the Eved doesn't make enough, then the other's not mechuyev to fill in the rest. So, by the same token, ki islay nami lo lishko minei. Why ki islay nami lo lishko minei? I don't understand. The Adon is mechuyev to give mizanos to the Eved, but he's only mechuyev to give him as much as the Maasi Adayim, as much as the Maasi Adayim to equal the mizanos. He needs to give him $1,000, but more than that, Hadafa, he was never mechuyev to give him to begin with. Right? That was the kasha that we asked. That's what Rashi was troubled with. Rashi was troubled with this kasha. If you understand, the man he holds that the Adon is mechuyev to give mizanos to the Eved. And say Maasi Adecha just means that when you make Maasi Adayim, the Maasi Adayim are like mizanos. If that's the case, what's the Havamina that the Hadafa should not go to the Adam? Of course the Hadafa should go to the Adam. The Hadafa is not in place of Mizonos. It's extra. It's not in place of Mizonos. Comes Rashi and says, the Havamina is no. The Hadafa should go to the Eved. Why? Because it is in place of the Mizonos. Because it could be a rainy day that you won't have Mizonos. That's why Rashi had to say that. What's the Havamina of the Gemara according to the first Pshat? Why should you assume Hadafa should go to the Eved? What's the Hava mean? Of course it doesn't go to the Eved. That belongs to the Adon. That's not B'makom Mazonos. Zafrashi, you know it is B'makom Mazonos. It could be B'makom Mazonos. I'd have a Hava mean that should not go to the Eved. I'd have a Hava mean that should go to the Eved because maybe the Eved is not going to have enough Masi Yadayim one day. He won't be able to get Mazonos. So then it turns out that the Hadafa is really for Mazonos. Right? Maybe one day he won't be able to do enough work, so then it turns out that Hadaf is necessary for him, for Mazonos. Right now, he did more, he did $2,000 worth, but maybe next week he's not going to be able to do work, and he's not going to get Masi Adam, and he's going to need, for next week's Mazonos, he's going to need more money. So then it'll turn out that the Hadaf is connected to Mazonos. Kamash Malam, we don't think like that. It's just the Masi Adayim connected to Mazonos. That's what the Eved has a right to. But if he makes Hadafa, that goes to the Adam. And we don't have to think of the future. Right? If he makes more, that goes to the Adam. And the Adam is not mechuyev to think of the future. So the shock of attire of the Gemara, according to the first Prat of Shver, but that's what was bothering Rashi, and that's why Rashi had to add this line that the reason why there's a Havmina that the Hadafa should go to the Eved is because the Hadafa might be needed for Mazonos. According to the second approach, according to the Rambam, the Havamina reads beautifully. Right? The Havamina is, once you're mochel on the schutz for Ma'asi Yadayim, so I think that you're mochel, so you're mochel on all the Ma'asi Yadayim. Kamashla, no, he still has the schutz for the Hadafa. He still has the schutz for the Hadafa, even if he was mochel on the Ikka Ma'asi Yadayim that are connected to Mazonos. Okay, this is the shock of attire of the Gemara for these two approaches. Yes.
Yeah, in that Havamina, according to the Rashi, if you're saying Nechshon to Mazonos, and the master is prior to giving him, so even if he has a rainy day, so to speak, wouldn't the Rav anyways need to give him Mazonos? Because same way I say the death of Mazonos, it's my say Yalda is fulfilling that. So why would we say he needs to keep it extra? If he can't get it, then the master would have to figure out some other way to get it.
No, so maybe the answer is that's the Eved's problem. That's the Eved's problem. Meaning the Eved will have to scrounge around until he makes enough Masi Adayim that he'll get the Mazonos. But the moment that there is Hadafa, the Adon is Zoche in the Hadafa. He made more for this day. You know, you're saying, do we look at it from a yearly perspective, a daily perspective, a weekly perspective? I'm not sure. But it sounds from the Gemara that we're not saying, we don't look at it from a yearly perspective, right? If the Eved makes a certain amount of money per day and he makes more, so the extra goes to the Adam. But the Eved might not have enough money later. The Adam is not mechuyev to worry about that now. If the Eved doesn't have enough money later, so the Eved will have to scrounge around. But for this day, he made Hadafa. So if he made Hadafa for this day, the Hadafa goes to the Adam. Right? You're looking at it with a global perspective. Well, why should I give Hadafa to the Adam? Right? Why should I give Hadafa to the Adam? The Eved makes a certain amount of money for the year. Right? You're looking at it like from a tax perspective. So we look at it from the yearly tax. This is tax season, right? Right. That's what you're looking at. Accounting, right? You're an accounting major. Yeah. Not for now. So apparently, that's not what the Gemara says. The maskana of the Gemara is taka that the Hadafa goes to the Adon. So your kasha remains the maskana. Like, why should that be? The answer is we don't look at it with that global perspective. We look at it on a daily basis, that he makes a certain amount of money, he has his Mazonos, the rest is just Hadafa, so that taka goes to the other. Okay. Yes.
All right. I'm sorry if I missed it. I did miss it, actually. Can you explain a little bit the Maskana again, according to Rashi?
The Maskana, according to Rashi, is that despite the fact that we have a concern that the Eved is not going to make enough to have Mazonos on a rainy day, right, that doesn't matter. We don't look to the future. We're looking only in the here and now. And the Adon is not mechuyev to worry about the future. So if the Adon has given the Eved the right to make Masi Adayim, right? So the Masi Adayim keneged the Mazonos go to the Eved, but any further Masi Adayim, any Hadafa will go to the Adon.
What is that time here? Is it just on a daily basis?
That's what we're talking. Let's say daily. Let's say on a daily basis. Or let's say weekly. Right? But definitely not more than that. Right? Definitely not more than that. Yes.
Could we re-explain the Havamina coin of David Pavarsky again?
David Pavarsky, the Havamina, yeah, the Havamina is like this. That Kevin de Chiles lay, lo yoyev lay, if the Eved doesn't make enough, the Adon is not Mechuyev to give him anything. Why is he not Mechuyev? Because once he says Tzei Ma'asi Yadecha, he's mochel on the schus for the Ma'asi Yadai. He told him, you make your own Ma'asi Yadai. So he's mochel on the schus for the Ma'asi Yadai, but he doesn't have to give mizonos to his Eved. Because the man da omar einu yochel omar asemi vein yizancha, right, doesn't hold that you're chayev to give mizonos to the Eved. He really holds you're not chayev to give mizonos. But you don't have the schus in the Ma'asi Yadai unless you give the mizonos. So if he says Tzei Ma'asi Yadecha, he gave up on his schus for the Ma'asi Yadai. There is no tviya that the Eved can have on Ma'asi Yadayim. There's no tviya, then he doesn't have to be Zon is Eved. So you would think that once he's Mochel on the Ma'asi Yadayim, on his Chus on the Ma'asi Yadayim, so then that's it, he doesn't get Ma'asi Yadayim at all. So even if there's Hadafa, even if there's Ma'asi Yadayim above the amount of Mizonos, maybe we shouldn't get that either, because he was just Mochel on Ma'asi Yadayim. Kamash Malan, he wasn't Mochel on all the Ma'asi Yadayim, there's only Mochel on the Ma'asi Yadayim, that's Keneged, the Mizonos. But Hadafa, that's more than Mizonos, he wasn't Mochel, and he still has that Chus. Aye.
So when the other is making the cheshbon of whether he wants to keep the Ma'aseh Yadayim or not, if he's being mochel, so, I mean, he's probably assuming that the Ma'aseh Yadayim is not worth as much as the mizonos. So then therefore he'd be saving by letting the Eved keep his Ma'aseh Yadayim and not give the mizonos.
No, he's assuming the Ma'aseh Yadayim is worth more than the mizonos, so that he'll get more. He doesn't want to give the Eved... But the Ma'asi Yadayim is worth less than the Mizonos. Worth less than the Mizonos, so then...
If the Ma'asi Yadayim was worth...
What is that? That's the Maskana. The Maskana of the Gemara is that he's not Mochel on the Hadafah. He's not Mochel on the Hadafah. He's only Mochel on the Ma'asi Yadayim.
I'm saying the Eved should be able to keep the Hadafah because it was a mistake on the Heshmon of Adam.
According to what pshat?
According to the Mechila Spuso. Since the Adam made a mistake with his Cheshbon,
no, but he didn't make a mistake.
He was able to keep the Hadafa.
No, but he only was Mochel on the Ma'asi Yadayim that are connected to the Mizonos. Right? Did he say anything to intimate that he was Mochel on all the Ma'asi Yadayim?
He didn't know whether it was going to be more or less.
No, but what did he say? He said, Say Ma'asi Yadecha b'mizonosecha. Ma'asi Yadecha b'mizonosecha. I'm mochel on the Ma'asi Yadayim b'mizonosecha that are connected to Mizonos. He never was mochel on Ma'asi Yadayim more than Mizonos. That's the maskana that he gets to Hadavah because he wasn't mochel. So Rashi seems to take the first approach. The Rambam we already have took the second approach. But I want to show you, it's not just the Rambam. Tosfos also took that approach. Right. This is the Tosfos. Eved Nami Bidlo Safik. The Gemara says, Eved Nami Bidlo Safik. That this is in the first part of the Gemara. Right? That Eved Nami Bidlo Safik, the Adon should be chayev to give him his onus. So even if you assume that Eino Yochel Lomar Semi Ben Yizancha, right, the Gemara was saying that maybe Eino Yochel Lomar Semi Ben Yizancha, but if he says Seimas Yadecha B'mzonosecha, then he doesn't have to give Mizonos to the Eved. But the Eved B'dlo Safik, the Adon should have to give Mizonos to him, says the Gemara. The Gemara responds, no, Abdin, Hom Karse, Lo Shavi, Lamar, Lamar, Te, Lamar, Midboy. So Fek Tosfos, Ve'im Tomar, Otum Ishim B'dlo Safik, Gehe Rabo, Chayev, Lozuna, V'lo Yuchel Lomar, Seimas Yadecha B'mzonosecha? I don't understand the statement of the Gemara. Avda b'dlo safik, he should have to give mizonos for the Eved. Why? Well, what's the svara to say that? If we're going lamanda amar, right? If we're going lamanda amar, right? He said seimas yadecha b'mizonosecha. So he told the Eved to make his own money. So why would you assume that if Avda Lo Safik, if he's not making enough money, that the Adon is Chayev Lozen? Why would you assume that the Adon is Chayev Lozen? This is Tosfos Kasha. This is Kasha. Gemara assumes Avda Lo Safik, he should have to be Zon him. Kamash Malon, he doesn't. What's the Havamir that he would have to be Zon if the Eved is not making enough? He said, same as Sodecha Bim Zon Asecha, so it's the Eved's responsibility. That's his Kasha. Hold it for a moment. That's the kash. V'od, he says, V'od kosha haloshin the kamar abdin and hum kreise lo shavi. Havale la meh mebedid lo mechayev la zuno. Kevin da amale tzeh ma'asi yadecha b'mzon ha'secha. What do you want to say? Right? Okay, it's Lamanda Amar Eni Yochel Lomar Seimi Ben Yizoncha, but he said Seim Asya Decha Bim Zanasecha. So Frek Toysus, if the Eved was Lo Sofik, once he says Seim Asya Decha Bim Zanasecha, so he shouldn't have to give the Eved any food. And what's the Teretz of the Gemara? Abdu Nahom Karsa Lo Shavi Lamar Lamati Lamavid. You should just say, once he says Seim Asya Decha Bim Zanasecha, he's not Mechuyiv to give Mizonos to the Eved. Ad Kan. Right, what's the whole shock of attire of the Gemara? What's such a lush in the Gemara? Omri, he says, Tosu, Hashem, the Reed, the Salka Daida, the Regilusu, Sheever Atzma, Holy Vobid Israba, Philokashama, Lotzema, Sedecha, Bimzana Secha. Mishmachi, Boy Lamemar, Hecha, the Losophic, she is Chaya, Bimizonos, Kevin Shimkoma, come over the. The Reed says that apparently it's a rogil for the Evid. So that Eved Knani to service Adon, even if he tells him Seim Asyadecha Bimzana Secha, tells him to go fend for himself, he's still going to serve the Adon. What does that mean? Because some of the Talmidim wanted to suggest, well, the Eved so used to serving the Adon, even if the Adon throws him out and says go work, he's not going to go work. He's just going to continue serving the Adon. It's tough. What does that mean? He doesn't understand English. Right? If the Adon told him you fend for yourself, so why should it matter? Right? Like. Okay, he's used to serving the other, but he'll fend for himself. L'chor, what he means, I think the more mistake of Pshat Nari is that if he told the Eved to go work for himself, so of course the Eved is going to try to make a parnasa, whatever he can do. He's a shoemaker, he'll be a cashier in the store, whatever he'll do to make money, right? But he lives with the Adon still. He's not living in the store, right? He's coming home at night, right? So he's coming home at night. So who's going to prepare supper? Who's going to make the Adon's tea? But the Adon suddenly is going to do everything himself? He could, but the Eved is so used to it, so the Eved is going to serve the Adon a little bit. Maybe he's not going to be on hand the whole day to serve the Adon. He has to go work. You know, it's a big job, right? Who knows? Maybe he's working as the maybe he's going to work for, I don't know, for some investment banking firm, right? You know, maybe it's a 9 to 5. Halavai, it's 9 to 5, right? Right? It's a long job, right? But when he comes home, what's he going to do? He's going to serve the Adon a little bit. Might will serve the other a little bit. So you would think that since there is an avdus, there is a shimush taking place over here. Since there is a shimush taking place, so maybe avda b'dilosafik, he doesn't make enough. He's not making enough for his mizonos. Right? Not making enough for his mizonos. He's probably working with a shoemaker. Right, okay, let's forget the investment banking. right? So he's not going to have enough. So avda b'dilosafik, if he's not going to make enough, so you would think, well, there is a relationship of avdus over here. So if the Eved is serving the other, maybe the other taka is chayev to give him his onos. That's the havamina. The havamina is, even if he told him, same masyadacha, he tells him, you go make your own masyadacha, but he's still going to serve the other a little bit. So he'll still serve the other a little bit. Maybe there's a chayev for the other to give him his onos. Kamash kondo. So that's the chiddush. The avda b'dlo sofik, you think there's still a chayev to give his onos. Even though he's serving the Adon a little bit. Why is there no chiyuv to give mizonos? If there is a little bit of avdus going on, so why is there no chiyuv to give mizonos? Mishimachi mahadle b'loshon zeh. Avda denom kresi lo shavi lemar lemarte lemay midboi. He's doing a little avdus, doing a little shimush for the Adon, but if he's not able to make his keep, if the demaisi adayim don't equal to the mizonos, what's he worth? What's he worth as an Eved? So what? What's he worth as an Eved? So why is that a reason that the Adon shouldn't have to give him his onos? Comes to Tosa Rosh and says, fleshing out Tosfos, that if the Eved can't even make his keep, he can't make his mizonos, the Adon doesn't want him to be Meshubah. The Adon doesn't want him to serve him because he's not worth anything, right? He's not, he doesn't have a shame Eved, right? He's not an Eved that has any value to the Adon. So the Avdus, the Shemesh, doesn't have any value to him. So the Shemesh doesn't have any value to him. You can't tell me that, well, because he's serving the Adon, he should be chayav, the Adon should be chayav to give him his Onos. The Adon doesn't want him to serve him. That's the Yisod of Tosfos, as the Tosfos Rosh explains. The Adon doesn't want to be mishtabit in the Eved. He doesn't want him to serve him the tea. Because He can't even make his keep. He can't even make enough Masi Yadayim for the Mizonos. Such an Eved is not worth anything. So if it's not worth anything, so he doesn't want him to serve him. What, he'd free him? No, he's not Mukhif to free him. If the Eved shapes up, so then he'll be a good Eved. But at this point, he doesn't look at him as an Eved. He doesn't want the Eved to serve him. If the Eved serving him is going to be Mechayim him to give Mizonos, the other doesn't want that. Because he wants the Eved at least to make enough Masi Yadayim to cover the Mizonos. He's not making enough Masi Yadayim to cover the Mizonos. The Adon doesn't want that at all. So then the Adon is not going to be mechayev to feed. Okay, this is Pshat and Taisus. This is Pshat and Taisus. So let's try to understand this Taisus. What was the kash of Taisus? Taisus asks, what's the havamin if the Eved is low sophic? The Eved's not making enough that the Adon is chayev to give Mizonos. Says same as Yadecha b'mzanasecha, so of course he shouldn't have to be chayav to give mizonos. Oh yeah, he shouldn't have to be chayav to give mizonos. What is the man da amar in a yachal omar asem ibeni zanach hold? Is there chayav mizonos? Is there no chayav mizonos? So if you hold like the first pshat, there really is a chayav mizonos, right? Even leman da amar. Leman da amar in a yachal omar asem ibeni zanach. There really is a chayav mizonos. There's a chayav mizonos. But if the Adon says, say Masya Decha b'mzana secha, the Masya Daim are in place of the Mizonos, so it's as if the Adon is giving Mizonos to the Eved. So if the Eved is low sophic, if the Eved doesn't make enough, he doesn't have Mizonos, the Masya Daim don't cover the Mizonos, so what do you think? Should the Adon be Mechuyev to feed him, or should the Adon not be Mechuyev to feed him? He should be Chayev to feed him. What's Tosis Kasha Bechlam? Tosfos says, what's the Gemara talking about? Avda b'dlo sofik, hachanami, avda b'dlo sofik, the Adon should have to feed him. Why? The Adon says, Temas yadecha b'mzanosecha. The Adon washed his hands from the situation. He said, forget about it, it's your responsibility. Right? So, right? Why should the Adon have to feed him? Why should the Adon have to feed him? This is assuming like the Manda Amar, Eino yochol amar semi v'eni zancha. If you hold Eino yochol amar semi v'eni zancha, then you're assuming that the Adon is chayiv to give mizonos to the Eved. It's just that if the Eved is able to produce Masi Yadayim connected to mizonos, so then it's as if the Adon is giving him mizonos. But if the Eved is if the Eved is low suffic, then the Adon should have to give him mizonos. Well, what's Tosis Kasha Bechlal? What is Tosis Kasha Bechlal? It's Docha Pele. Reb Shmuel Rezovsky wants to be medayik from this. The other Rosh Hashim in Pondrich. Shmuel is medayik from this. You see clear that Tosfos is holding like the second pshat, Reb David's pshat, right? Two Rosh Hashim and Amish going together. Oh, right? He's holding like the second pshat. That Lamanda Amar Eni Yochel Amar Semi Ve'Eni Zanucha was the pshat. It's not that the Adon is chayiv to give him his onos. It's that even though he's potter from giving his onos, but he doesn't have his chus to the Masi Yadayim unless he gives them his onos. So if he says Sei Masi Yadecha b'mzonosecha, what's the pshat? He's moichel his chus in the Masi Yadayim. So if he's moichel his chus in the Masi Yadayim, now he doesn't have to give mizonos, because really meikra then he doesn't have a chiyuv mizonos. Just if he wants to take the Masi Yadayim, he has to give mizonos. But if he's moichel on the Masi Yadayim, then he doesn't have to feed him, right? If he's moichel on the Masi Yadayim, then he doesn't have to feed him. If that's the case, Tosis Kash is gevaldik. Who can that the Eved is not making enough? The Adon was Meichel on his chus from Masi Yadayim, so it's the Eved's problem. It's Gevaldik a Kash. According to the second Pshat, Tosis Kash is Gevaldik. Because once the Adon is Meichel on the Masi Yadayim, if he says, say Masi Yadecha b'mzonosecha, he's Meichel on the Masi Yadayim, so he washed his hands from the situation. So then even if the Eved doesn't make enough, the Adon shouldn't have to give him anything. Right? The Adon shouldn't have to give him anything. So that's why the Ri had to say, no, we're talking about a situation where the Eved is still serving the Adon, because he has a regilus to serve the Adon. So even though he is going out to work, but he's still in the Adon's house, and he's going to serve him a little bit, so you'd have a havmina that should be mechayev of the Adon to give him his onus, kamash malon, no, because the Adon doesn't want that. Because abdu den hom kais lo shavi, lemar lemar te lemay mitboi. Slasai misha, mamash, shmuel, gevaldik. Mamash gevaldik. If you don't learn this practice, this sounds like a lumdership shot. Like, what are you giving me such a lumdership shot? But if you don't say the second shot, Tosis Mamish doesn't make any sense. It doesn't read. Second shot, Mamish breathes a life into Tosis. Okay. Are we there? Yes, Daniel. We're not there yet.
Can we just explain why, when he serves him a little bit, is now the master Chaim Zonos, because it shows he's not Mokel anymore?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So unless he doesn't want it, right? Unless he doesn't want it, so then it's like a bittel of the mechila. It's like a bittel of the mechila because he's getting masiyadim. He's getting avoda. He's getting shimush.
The maskana shows that it is.
The maskani doesn't want it. So even if the eved does it, the adon doesn't want it. So it's not considered as though he got a shimush from the eved. Yes.
Why is the adon keeping the eved around? He says same as he did. Clearly, he doesn't
want to
have problem. Why does he just free him? Why is he
keeping him around? There's an Isra Asay, as far as I know. So he's going to hold the Eved around. You know, if the Eved shapes up, right now the Eved somehow is not working well. Right? So who knows? Maybe the Eved will exercise, he'll become a stronger worker, and be able to do.
Selling.
Okay.
Sorry, not free him. Selling.
Fine. Okay. Maybe the Avodah market is not doing so well right now, right? I mean, okay, I hear he could sell him, right? Could sell him, that's true. I mean, if the Eved's not working so well, he ain't going to get a lot of money for that Eved. So he's willing to hold off. He's willing to wait patiently to see if the Eved's going to shape up. Maybe this is a way to get the Eved to shape up. He says, hey, Charlie, you're going to be on your own. If you can't shape up, I'm not going to give you massage. So maybe that'll get the Eved to shape up. Okay, but he's not going to free the Eved because it's also to free the Eved. So, yeah.
Can you please explain again why, like, the Havamina of, I guess what the Re explains, referring to the second day? Why, if the Eved is coming back at night, why would that lead us to think that the Adon would have to...
It's not because he's coming back at night. He's serving the Adon at night. He's giving him his cup of tea. He's giving him his Gemara Gittin to learn at night with his covers. So if he's presenting and he's helping, he's serving him. So you think if there is a service, so that means there is an avdus, and if he's serving him, so then the adon should have a chiyuv back to the eved to give him his onus, even if the eved didn't make enough.
Right, but that adon was mochel his chus to the eved's ma'asi adai.
Right. So but what does ma'asi adai mean? Ma'asi adai means you work, you make money. So if the Eved works for the Adon, he doesn't make any money. It's just he gets Mizonos instead of the Ma'asi Adai. So if the Eved now is working for the Adon, so that relationship of Avdus is there. So you'd have a Havamina that even if the Eved really most of the time is not working for the Adon, as long as he's working a little bit, so now the Adon is Mechuyev to fill in whatever Mizonos the Eved can't get. Whatever Ma'asi Adai the Eved can't make to have Mizonos. Kamash Malon, the Adon doesn't want him to do any work for him. Because if the Eved can't make enough Ma'asi Adayim to cover his own Mizonos, the Adon has no interest in having that Eved. Has no interest in having the Eved work for him. Last Kasha. Yes, Zach.
That's a question from Rashi from Porto.
Okay.
What happens during those rainy days that Rashi was talking about? What does the owner have to do?
We just had that Kasha before. Right? So if you assume that we're working on a daily or weekly basis, so then if there's Hadafa, the Hadafa goes to the Adon. The maskana, you're saying in the Havamina or the maskana?
In the maskana.
In the maskana, the hadafa goes to the adon, and then if the eved doesn't make enough money, so then he has to scrounge around. He has to scrounge around. He has to be chozer al apsachim, right? He'll be chozer al apsachim until he's able to make enough money. But it's not like the adon is gonna. It's not like the eved will say, "Well, I made a hadafa before, so you have a chiv to give back." It doesn't work like that. You know, whatever the time frame is, the Gemara and the Rishon don't indicate what the time frame is, but whatever that time frame is, the hadafa will go to the adon, and then we'll deal with the next time frame. Independently. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So what emerges from the sugya? We really have two ways of understanding this machlokes. Right? Yochol, ain't a yochol. Yochol amar semi ben yizancha. Ain't a yochol amar semi ben yizancha. Two ways of looking at this machlokes. One way, the pashut of pshat, is to say that the machlokes is whether the adon is mechuyev to give his onus to his eved or not. Period. That's the first shot. The Mandam Yochel holds that he's not mechuyev to give mizonos to his eved. Mandam Ra'enu Yochel says that he is mechuyev to give mizonos to the eved. Right? That's the posh of shot, the first approach. And the second approach really seems to be, right, if you really, encapsulate it, what's the second approach? The second approach really is is it viewed as though Yeshlo Mizonos if the Eved can be Chozer Alav Sochen? That's really what the second approach is saying. Because the second approach says everyone holds that the Adon is not Mechuyav to give Mizonos to his Eved, but by the same token, he doesn't have his Chus to the Ma'aseh Yadayim unless he gives the Mizonos. Right? But because the Eved can be Chozer Alav Sochen, does that make it like this Yeshlo Mizonos or not? The man da Amar Yochel says it's like it's Yeshlo Mizonos, right? That was the Loshon of the Rambam. The man da Amar Einu Yochel Omar says that it's not like Yeshlo Mizonos. Right? That's really the machlokas. The two ways of looking at the machlokas. What's the depth of the second approach? Right? Can we take it one step further? Machlokas, if you can be Chozer Alav Sochem, is that called Yeshlo Mizonos? Or is that not called Yeshlo Mizonos? The Chora, what that's really focused on, right, is whether there's a mitzvah to be Mefarnes Avodim. Is there a mitzvah to give tzedakah to Avodim Kanaim? If there is a mitzvah to give tzedakah to Avodim Kanaim, so why is it not Yeshlo Mizonos? He can easily get what he wants. The Manda Amar who assumes that it's not Yeshlo Mizonos, right, that the Eved does have a tefiah, Eini Yochel Lomar Asem Yevein Yizancha. The Eved has a tefiah in the Ma'aseh Yadayim. Why should he have a tefiah and a ma'aseh yadayim? Because it's like ein lo mizonos. Why is it ein lo mizonos? Why is it ein lo mizonos? He has the potential to be chozer alav sochen. No, maybe that man the Amar holds that there isn't a mitzvah to be mefarnes avodim. Right? If there's no mitzvah to be mefarnes avodim, so maybe it's like ein lo mizonos. Maybe it's like Ein Lo Mizonos. So what taka is the answer to that question? Is there a mitzvah to be Mefarnes Avodim or not? So we know what the Rambam holds. The Rambam paskens like the Man D'Amar Sei Mivein Yizanchi, he says there is a mitzvah to be Mefarnes Avodim. There is a mitzvah to be Mefarnes Avodim. Comes Tosis in Bava Kama. Tosis in Bava Kama says something a little different. What does Tosis in Bava Kama and that Peches say? He says, "Ein kol kach chov v'litein tzedakah le'eved." Is there a mitzvah to give mefarnes avadim k'nayim? Is there a mitzvah to give tzedakah to an eved k'nayim? So, from the Rambam, you get the impression there is a mitzvah to give tzedakah. If you read the Rambam simply, sounds like there is a mitzvah to give tzedakah. Tosfos in Bava Kama seems to say, "Ein kol kach mitzvah." It's not such a mitzvah. Not a great mitzvah. Not a great mitzvah. It's hard to believe that he would say that about a regular Yisrael, but there's ein kol kach mitzvah to give tzedakah. There certainly is a mitzvah to give tzedakah. In Parshas Re'eh it says beferish. Pasaf tiftach es yadcha, you have to give tzedakah. So from Tosin Bava Kama, you get the impression already that maybe it's not so clear. Maybe it's not so clear that there's a mitzvah to give tzedakah to an Eved K'nayim. And even if there is a mitzvah to give tzedakah, it's ein kol kach mitzvah. It's ein kol kach mitzvah. It's not quite the same level as giving tzedakah for a Yisrael. What would the difference be? What would the difference be between the two? That's what I asked you to see the Brisker of. We'll have to plug this back into the Gemara. We don't have time to read the Gemara. We really want to read it slowly and carefully. So we'd have time for this also. Really beautiful in the Gemara. We'll have to plug it back into the Gemara on Sunday. But what's the Svara? What's the Svara to say that the mitzvah of tzedakah for Avadim Kanim is different than for Yisrael? The Svara is that there are different psukim. Right? There are different psukim. In Parshas Bahar, it says, V'chai imach. Right? V'chai imach. And what's the Lashon? I gave you this piece in the Brisker Rav, right? The Brisker Rav on Chumash. This is not, the Torah Or is not the Brisker Rav. I fooled you. Right? The Torah Or is not the Brisker Rav. It's someone from, someone who lives now, I think, who wrote a Sefer on the Brisker Rav on Chumash. I was trying to find a copy of the Brisker Rav. I don't have a copy of the Brisker Rav on Chumash. So I was trying, I thought I did, but apparently I don't. So I was going to photocopy from the Brisker Rav, but I don't have one. So I tried to look online. I couldn't find a copy of the Brisker Rav, but I found this Sefer that's on the Brisker Rav. So he quotes the whole Brisker Rav, and then on the next page, he has his own Chidushim. So if you get the Torah R, you can look at his Chidushim, but I only gave you the Brisker Rav. So this Torah R is masquerading. the viscera, but it's not really. What does he say? So he points out that there are two different mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of tzedakah, and there's a mitzvah of pikuach nefesh, of hatzolah, that you have to save a person, that they shouldn't starve to death. Right? That's not tzedakah. That's lahachayosam, that you shouldn't allow him to die. The emphasis is the Gemara of Avodah Zarah and Daf Samachay says that there's a mitzvah lahachayosam even by a ger toshav. A ger toshav is a goy. He's not an Eved Kenani, he's a goy. He's a goy who is makabel upon himself Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach. Okay, all goyim are mechuyev in Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach. The ger toshav says, I hereby am makabel these mitzvahs. So he's on a special level. He's on a special level. So there's a chiyev to be mechayeg ger toshav, to make sure that he's taken care of, that there's no pikuach nefesh. Okay. V'chai imach, the lashon of the pasuk in Parashas Bahar. Right? Ger v'sosha v'chai imach. Right, v'chai imach. That you're mechuyev to ensure that the ger toshav is going to be chai imach. But that's not the mitzvah of tzedakah. Tzedakah is more than that. Tzedakah is to give him day machsora, to give him what he needs, not just for pikuach nefesh, but a normal standard of living. A normal standard, in fact, what he's used to living with. Right? If he's used to certain things, you should really give that. That's the mitzvah of tzedakah. So it could very well be that if by a ger toshav there's no full chiv of tzedakah, could be what Tosafos and Bava Kama is alluding to, is that by an Eved Kenani there's also not a full chiv of tzedakah. You don't have to give him day machsora. You don't have to give him day machsora. For Yisrael, maybe there is a chiyuv to give day machsora, but not for a ger toshav, not for an Eved Kenani. An Eved Kenani is even more than a ger toshav. But it could be that the chiyuv for an Eved Kenani is still not at the level of Yisrael. Maybe it's not day machsora. It's a Shem on Sunday. We'll have to see how this plugs back into the Gemara. It could very well be that that's part of the issue that we're discussing over here. Meaning, the shaila as to whether it's considered yeshlo mazonos, eimlo mazonos, if you give yichozer al apsochim, the shaila could be, is there a mitzvah to give tzedakah to an Eved Kenani? And even if everyone agrees that there's a mitzvah, what's the nature of that mitzvah? It could be that if the mitzvah is lighter, if it's not as chomer as the mitzvah of tzedakah for a regular Yisrael, maybe that's the point. It's not called yeshlo mazonos because if it's not as strong a mitzvah of tzedakah, maybe the Eved Kenani is not going to be able to get them. I'm sorry, he's not going to be able to get everything he needs. So therefore, maybe the Adon is going to be mechuyev to give the Eved Kenani mitzvahs. Okay, we'll stop here for now. Just want to add a brief thought to the question.